My friends, it's hard to exaggerate the importance of the message of Fatima, not just back in 1917, but right now in the midst of the 21st century. The message of Fatima is imminently relevant, and it's something that you and I have to pay attention to. Cardinal Ratzinger, for example, in his commentary on the message of Fatima, spoke about the possibility of us fulfilling the darkest elements of that message, particularly in reference to the third secret, with the possibility of nuclear proliferation. The Fatima message does prophesy the annihilation of nations. The fundamental message is, of course, a message of praying the rosary daily to obtain peace in the world. Surely we see in the world situation the grave need for that. Praying the rosary, for example, to defeat ISIS is so critical, let alone a family and a societal peace and personal peace as well. We've got the call for special devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. A consecration request that was made for the Holy Father to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart, which, according to both St. John Paul II and Sister Lucia, has indeed been fulfilled in the consecration of the world, inclusive of Russia, by St. John Paul II on March 25th of 1984. And so we have components of this message that are really extraordinary, leading to an era of peace. The great Fatima promise was, quote, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and a period of peace will be granted to the world." This is the promise that comes forth from the July 13th, 1917 message, arguably the single most important Marian apparition of the 20th century. So we can fairly say that every authentic Marian message that comes before Fatima leads up to it, and every authentic Marian message after Fatima seeks the fulfillment of it in the terms and in the manifestation of peace for the world. And that's why we can truly say there's a critical relationship between the message of Fatima and the later Marian messages of Amsterdam and Akita in terms of the fulfillment of peace. For example, Our Lady of All Nations, the church-approved apparitions approved by the local bishop on May 31st, 2002, tells us that for peace to enter the world, there is the necessity of the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma. Our Lady says in the message of May 31st, 1954, that only with the proclamation of the dogma will peace, true peace, enter the world. This is confirmed in the Akita message, some 28 years after the Amsterdam message, approved as authentic in 1984 by Bishop Ito of Akita, Japan, where Our Lady confirms the possibility of a great global chastisement and the need for peace. The rosary as a critical method and means to obtaining that peace, and indeed a prophecy which speaks about cardinal versus cardinal, bishop versus bishop, all of which was approved by Cardinal Ratzinger in a meeting with Bishop John Ito before the release and the final statement of approval of the Akita apparitions in 1984 by Bishop Ito. Akita, as the spiritual director, Saint Father Thomas Aquinas Yeshuda, says, is a continuation of the message of Amsterdam. It is a call of co-redemptrix. And it's actually Bishop Ito himself who called the Akita message a continuation of the message of Amsterdam, which is a call for the fifth Marian dogma. So, in sum, we're talking about a critical Marian message for peace. The message of Fatima and the call for the fifth Marian dogma, the proclamation of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, as we have its further flowering at Amsterdam. Keep in mind that at Fatima, Our Lady appears as the co-redemptrix on October 13, 1917, appearing as Our Lady of Sorrows. So it is our call to respond to heaven's peace plan, which is a plan that comes from God through the Blessed Virgin Mary. At Fatima, she says, she alone is able to help. She says God wishes to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart. She says this promise of peace is something that in the end will be experienced as part of the triumph of your Immaculate Heart. And as confirmed in Amsterdam, peace will only enter the world through the proclamation of the dogma. So please live the message of Fatima. Live the five first Saturday devotions in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Respond to the call of daily rosary for peace in the world, and pray and petition Pope Francis for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma, so that we can all experience that which Our Lady has promised, which is an era of peace. The Mother of God keeps her promises. But it's apropos that as the coming of the Redeemer was contingent on the yes of Mary, so the coming of his peace into our world is contingent on our yes to Mary, our fiat to her role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Let's do our part to bring peace into the world and to live the message of Fatima in its completeness. Thank you. God bless.